I'm Christine Dean. This is live from Studio 8, and we're very happy to welcome back to our studios Emily Havoc. Welcome, Emily.
Thank you.
And Emily, you're a Duluth native. You went to UMD, I believe, and now you're down in the Twin Cities, and you have like a real grown-up job and stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm in a cube. Uh-huh. But always love to come back to Duluth. I miss it up here.
And you're still doing music, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. And you have a show coming up on Sunday at Beaner Central in Duluth and starts at 7 o'clock. And who else is playing at that show? A whole mess of people.
Tallulah will be playing first. They're a wonderful, sort of new Duluth band, fronted by Aaron Booth. And Dream Pop, I think, is what we call them. Does that sound right? They're really wonderful. And then Millennial Falcon will be taking the stage next. And they are kind of a new side project of Dave Mayling and Jason McClone from the Fontenelles and Jason Hildebrandt. And that's going to be something new and exciting. Something, I think, with a lot of improv. So it should be a great lineup. They're all people who were involved in our new album in some way or another.
Oh, great. So Dave, I know, is down in the Twin Cities, too. So do you see him down there musically or, you know, any...
Yeah. I try to catch their shows as much as mm-hmm. I can. And Jason, his drummer in the Fontenelles, mixed the album for me. So he's been really instrumental in making it sound good.
Well, that's great. So it's kind of fun that you have some connections down there from back home.
Yeah. There's like a great Duluth transplant crowd down there. So mm-hmm. it's fun to see people from the homeland.
Well, what do you want to start with here? So you've just released a new EP, and remind me of the name of it. I don't have it in front of me.
It's called You Are the City.
Okay. And this is your first one, is that right?
Yeah.
Your first recording?
Yeah, we've never recorded. The band I've been playing with for, a few years, we always talked about it, and it sounded like a lot of work. And we finally just decided like a year and a half ago that we were going to do it. So we had a lot of support from Jason Wusso at Beaners to kind of show us the ropes, just because it was a really new endeavor. So yeah, this is the last song on the track, actually, called Pearl Diver. And this one we recorded just in Jason McClone's living room a couple months ago. Should I go?
You said you're a diamond deal, but I am a miner of coal. You sat by the fire quietly, and I wanted to know, but you're a pearl diver, a mountain climber, a collector of souls. And I was treading water and sparking fire, and you swallowed me whole, swallowed me whole. Troubled waters, cast your nets down for me. You said, honey, time has buried you, but I am master of the seas. I'm a pearl diver, a mountain climber, and a preserver of souls. And you are so delightful and a perfect trifle. I'd sure like to take you home. Should have had a parade when you left. Caravan like a senator step. Be screaming, give me back what you stole. is cheap, but it ain't paying you, don't know. You said you're a diamond dealer, but I am a miner of coal.
Emily Havoc, live from Studio A, and Pearl Diver, and that one from her new EP. So, as we mentioned, this is your first recording, but you were doing music for a little while. I think the last time you were here in our studios, it was 2012, and you had been doing music for a while then. And so, did you have a lot of songs in the hamper that to choose from?
Yeah. You know, I did have a lot of songs, but I think when you think about recording and actually putting them down forever, where people can get back to them, it it narrows your options because you only want to do your favorite ones, you know. And so we at the time we started this, I think everything we picked, there's 7 songs on it, and they were all written in like the previous year or so. So we had been performing them live, but hadn't ever recorded them.
Okay.
You know, for posterity.
But so it's all fairly new material. But is there any older material that you have that you think, oh, you know, I would like to do something with that at some point? Or is it just so exciting to have the new stuff? All right.
I tend to start hating my old stuff, which I think is why I didn't record for a while, because I was just thinking, in a year, I'll never want to listen to this again. But I think we all are all ready to do something new, you know? So I'm already starting to write and try to grow and do something different. I'm going to buy an electric guitar.
Ooh.
So, yep. Mm-hmm. Get off the old acoustic and try something new. So,
have you been doing music this whole time since, you know, your transition down to the Twin Cities, or how's that been going?
I kind of took a little break. I played at a couple coffee shops when I first moved to the cities, but my work has been pretty all-encompassing. It was definitely a steep learning curve at my new job, and I think I put it aside for a while, and then when I had the energy to get back to it, I just wanted to finish this album. And so most of that like creative musical energy went, I think, into the mixing process. So now I'm kind of getting my head out of that and back into like the creative and performing world. So mm-hmm. I've played in Duluth intermittently. Like we do Homegrown every year, you know. We didn't want to miss Homegrown. And I think now that I have the album done, I'm going to start playing a little more.
Okay. And you mentioned you just want to record your favorite songs. And what makes it a favorite for you? Well, it just sounds like it just is newer stuff is more exciting to you. It feels more exciting to you.
Yeah, I think the newer the better for me generally, and also though like songs that felt really good with the band, because I'm playing solo right now, and so I pick songs that are better just with maybe one guitar and vocals. But I think the songs we chose were songs that we felt flowed really well, like as a group, and we really liked the band dynamic that went into it. So
well, yeah. And let's talk about the band. Tell me about people that recorded with you, and there are some songs on the EP that are fuller band, and then some that are a little bit quieter.
Yep.
Like that one, I think, is a little quieter.
Yeah,
on the album. Although there's some kind of cool vocal stuff, I think, in the background. There's like people. Is it that one?
This one is just me and the guitar, but we have another one that's like very starts very stripped down vocally. That's actually the next one I'm going to play probably.
Oh, okay.
But
mm-hmm.
We did an arrangement of it that's kind of a cappella at the beginning with the. So I have 2 singers that sing with me, Bo Walsh and Lisa Wentworth, and we do a lot of different harmonies, and we really like that 3 voice, you know, sound. And then we had Luke Miro on the drums. We did the full drum kit, which is really fun. We're starting to play more with a full kit. Before, like once in a while, he would just play a cajon or, you know. And then we have Brian Wentworth on guitar, and we have Bo also on banjo. And then we pulled in a violin player, Alyssa Mesdahl, and she's wonderful. So she's on 2 of the tracks on the album. She'll be playing at the release. And Taylor Donsky, who's a bass player in the Twin Cities, played on the album as well. He played upright bass. So, yeah, it's actually a big crew for,
when you
for an acoustic band.
You mentioned Bo, and you guys have been doing stuff for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bo and I worked our first job out of college together and kind of have been playing music ever since. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. So you mentioned some of the people are going to be at the show with you on Sunday. Who else? Mm-hmm. Who all is going to be in the band on that?
That whole crew.
Oh, yep, everybody. So even everybody's coming. We're not up from sure the cities.
We're not sure how we're going to fit on the stage, but it's going to be me, Lisa, Brian, Bo, Luke, Alyssa, and Taylor, and we'll just kind of squeeze onto that little Beaner stage and do our thing.
Well, what fun. What
yeah,
fun.
It should be a blast.
Well, let's hear another one. What do you want to do next?
Okay, great. This one is called Late Night Show, and this is one that if you hear it on the album, it'll have a very different arrangement. We kind of did some fun stuff in the studio with it. So this is the old-fashioned version that I first wrote.
Porch light, you told me you were scared. On the front steps there, with cicadas in the air, we stroked each other's hair. You said the notion time is irrelevant, nothing lasts long enough to care. You got this look, you say, how many times can we say that we don't know why we are here? You wandered off in the dark. I left my shoes on the lawn, couldn't find them in the morning. I followed you to your car. I put my hand on your heart. You shifted back in the park. So where were you going with your eyes so low? And what were you hoping for? You ran from home. And who did you think that you were going to know? Up in Chicago at your late night show.
Emily Havoc live from Studio A, and another one from her new EP, right? So you recorded the EP, you're releasing it, but you said you already have new songs in the works.
Yeah.
So tell me about, you know, how do songs come to you? Do you, is it something you have to work at, or does it just kind of come to you? Or
I have to work at it. They used to just come to me. Mm-hmm. I think when I was younger, I don't know what changed, but now I feel like I really have to fight for it. I have to set aside the time, you know, and it takes a long time for me of just kind of trying new musical ideas and trying to figure out what I want to say that I haven't already said. And so, yeah, sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. So mm-hmm. it's always a mystery if I sit down to write, if anything will come out of it.
So tell us about the one that you just did. How did that one come about?
That one came about pretty easily, I remember. I think, you know, a lot of creativity, I think, stems out of, like, frustration. And I was just in a season of life where I was very frustrated, and I wanted to move forward, and I felt kind of trapped. And so I think that was that idea is kind of a cliche, or just, like, a very old idea of, like, going someplace bigger and doing something bigger, and that idea of how you think it'll solve everything, and then you usually get there and find it's like you're the same person and it feels like pretty much the same place. And so I think that's what that was about, is that yeah, just that like longing to do something new. So mm-hmm. yeah.
And you have to face the fact that it's not the place, it's you,
right? Yeah. You just suck.
It's just growing. We're learning and growing. And you're going to pick up the electric guitar.
Yeah.
Are you hoping to write some stuff on that?
Have you
tinkered with that yet at all? Or?
Yeah, I started messing mm-hmm. around. I don't have my own. I'm actually borrowing one from a lovely mm-hmm. friend mm-hmm. named Sam, and she's letting me use hers right now. But yeah, I'm finding it's just releasing like a different part of my brain, I think. It's just very different from writing on acoustic. And so I'm hoping to keep doing that. So we'll be doing one new song at the show that we'll do it acoustic, just because we have, you know, the whole acoustic band. We're not quite ready to make the leap. But that's one that we hope to do electric, I think, in the future. So that one I'm not going to do right now. But if you come on Sunday, you can hear it.
And you also, do you still play keyboards in the band?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Yeah, so I'll jump in back and forth between guitar and keyboard. A lot of us, like, instrument switch throughout the thing. So mm-hmm. me and Beau go back and forth a lot on guitar.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun. Well, what do you want to do next? We got time for
I'm going to do a different new one. This one will not be at the show. And I actually haven't played this one anywhere yet. So it's an experiment. But this is a new one that I wrote just in the past, like, month or so. So it's called Don't.
Don't blink. Swear to me when morning comes, you haven't slept a wink, 'cause you know well, maybe best we're dressing up, we're making fun. We cannot make this last. This is not magic. It's not a force, it's a reaction. What you're feeling, it's not a song, it has no meaning. In the grand scheme, there's probably nothing else that matters less than your hand on my back. Stay heads, bring forth perspective, lighting on the darkness where we're cloaked. Hold, trying to be one, but we are separate like the coast. We're given bodies and then expected just to use them like we own them. They're the doorway to our home, but I don't live here, and I can't take you where I go. I don't know how to. You know I want to. You know I want you. the sun from creeping up the hill. You're wanting some reassurance, but honey, love's a game I never played too well. You're crazy, of course I'm not sure. I just might run to once I lose you even more. You're wanting some reassurance, but honey, love's a game I never played too well. Think you can tell.
That's Emily Havoc live from Studio A and a new song. And yeah, maybe that'll show up on a future album. Who knows?
We'll see. It's still in progress.
So you did some of the recording of the EP at Beaner's, right?
Yep. Yep. Almost all of it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you had that, and then what happened? But some of it was done. You mentioned one that was done in somebody's living room, and
yeah. So it was all a hodgepodge. We tracked everything in the Beaner's basement studio with Jason Musso, and then I just had a very rough mix of that, and then I moved to the cities, and so I had done a lot of that recording. The band was all in Duluth, but I was driving back and forth to do that. So once we finished that, we kind of put it away for a while, and then I mixed in the cities with Jason McGlone, and he kind of mixed and engineered the rest of it. And then we actually sent it to be mastered at Anthem Mastering in St. Louis with Rob Schletti, who is actually used to be in the Twin Cities, so he's kind of knows all those guys from Beaner's. But we did one acoustic track, Pearl Diver, which is the seventh song on the album, in Jason's living room in Minneapolis. So was fun to just do a very stripped down acoustic song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of gives the album has different flavors. That, yep. You know what I mean? There's some mm-hmm. that are more stripped down and then some with the full band.
Yeah, yeah. We have a few that are like very, a lot bigger where we had the strings in them too. And mm-hmm. then we have a couple that are, yeah, just more acoustic with full band and then the really stripped mm-hmm. down ones. So
when you do something with a full band that you wrote, do you have ideas about what you hear them playing, or do you kind of just say, hey, you guys are good at what you do, you know, just do what you feel?
Mostly that. Mm-hmm. Once in a while I have something I really want and I try to explain it in music words, which I'm very bad at. But I just have some really brilliant musicians playing with me and a lot of like really good producers. They just have, they can hear things and how they should sound. So New Beginning Girl, which is one that we actually released early online, it's on our Bandcamp. But that was very much a band effort where I just brought this very simple song and then the whole thing changed once the band played it. So it's really fun to see that groupthink happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it must be like something that you created, but then it becomes something else. It kind of morphs into something different.
Yeah, absolutely.
But with that same core.
Yep, and always better.
Well, thank you so much, Emily. Again, Emily Havoc, and she is going to be playing a CD release show on December 11th. That would be this Sunday at Beaner Central at 7 o'clock, and it's for her new EP, You Were the City. And the show also features Tallulah and Millennial Falcon, which features members of the Fontanelles, including Dave Mayling. Thank you so much, Emily. Great to have you back.
Thank you, Christine. Great to see you.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Quentin Stilley and also Cheyenne Vavrina and Aaron Welch. You can hear past sessions and see upcoming sessions on the Live from Studio A page under programs at KUMD.org. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.